AIDR, this post was written with AI assistance from my own local model, then edited by me. The setup, tests, and numbers are all real. Here is the short version. I run a coding assistant entirely on my own hardware. It is a single RTX 3090 Ti with 24 gigabytes of video RAM, serving a 27 billion parameter model to open code over my local network. No API bills and no data leaving the house. This post is about the two things that actually bit me. The first was the quantization type silently corrupting the output. The second was a single missing sampler flag causing repetition loops. Both had non-obvious fixes. I have written before about keeping things local, like the Rust proxy or self-hosted everything. Local LLMs are the same instinct. If the model runs on my desk, I control it and I can leave it running. How I got here. I did not land on the current setup on day one. It took a couple of months of swapping models and tuning knobs, and most of the interesting lessons came from the dead ends. I started with a Claude distilled reasoning model, specifically a QN36-35BA3B that was distilled from Claude 4.7 Opus. It was fine, but it refused things a coding assistant should not refuse. So I moved to an uncensored variant, which you can find on Hugging Face under the HaHaHaHa CS profile. Then I moved to a cleaner Wasserstein-Blitter rated build, which is still my fast fallback at about 174 tokens per second. The turning point was understanding mixture of experts versus dense models. Those 35BA3B models are mixture of experts. They have 35 billion total parameters, but only about 3 billion are active per token, so they are fast. I tested a true dense 27 billion model alongside them. The dense model was measurably smarter on benchmarks, but it was about 3.5 times slower because it activates roughly 9 times more parameters per token. For an interactive coding agent, speed is a feature, so the fast model usually wins. The exception is when accuracy really matters, and that is where I landed on a dense 27 billion coder fine-tune. I use Jackrong's QOpus, which you can find on Hugging Face, and later a QN38 build as the daily driver, keeping the fast MOE around for when I want throughput. Two rabbit holes were worth the time. First, should I switch off Llama, CPP to VLLM? VLLM has better speculative decoding and concurrency. But on my RTX 3090 Ti, which is an Ampere card, the FP8 weight path that makes long context cheap is not supported. It needs Ada or Hopper architecture. Switching would have crushed my context window from 200,000 tokens down to maybe 32,000 to 64,000. It was not worth it. Long context matters more to me than raw latency on this hardware, so I stayed on Llama, CPP. Second, speculative decoding, also known as MTP. This is the trick that gets me about 70 tokens per second on a dense 27 billion model. The model drafts several tokens ahead and the main pass verifies them in one shot. It was fiddly to get working. Most QNGGUFs ship their MTP heads for VLLM only, not Llama, CPP. So finding a build with a working MTP sibling file was half the battle. I also spent an afternoon overclocking the VRAM, adding 1500 MHz via LACT, which is a Wayland-friendly NVIDIA tool. I measured a whole 2% speedup. That tiny number was actually useful data. It proved this workload is not purely memory bandwidth bound, so there was no point chasing more. If there is one meta lesson from all of that, it is this: measure on your own box. Nearly every best model or best setting claim I read turned out to be conditional on hardware I do not have. The setup. The rig is a Pop OS box with an RTX 3090 Ti with 24 gigabytes of VRAM, running on Ampere architecture. It runs Llama CPP as a system service, exposing an OpenAI-compatible API on port 8080. My editor OpenCode points a provider at that local address, and it never knows the difference. The model is a 27 billion QN3.8 coder variant, quantized to Q4KM that takes up about 16 gigabytes on disk. That leaves just enough VRAM for a 200,000 token context window with a Q40KV cache and MTP speculative decoding turned on. It runs around 70 tokens per second. On a coding agent that fires a lot of tool calls, that is plenty. Here is the shape of the launch command. I am going to describe what it does rather than reading the code line by line since you cannot see it. The command starts Llama server. It points to the model file in my models directory, specifically the QN3.8-27BMTPQ4KM file. It sets the context to 200,000. It offloads 99 layers to the GPU, which effectively means all of them. It sets the cache type for both keys and values to Q40. It turns on flash attention and Jinya. It sets the spec type to draft MTP and the max spec draft to 4. It turns reasoning off. It sets the temperature to 0.7, top P to 0.8, top K to 20, and min P to 0. Finally, it hosts on all interfaces on port 8080. The flag that matters most is the one that says offload 99 layers to the GPU. Forget that, and you drop from about 170 tokens per second to about 2 tokens per second as it falls back to the CPU. The quant type quietly broke things. When Unsloth shipped their dynamic 3 quants for QN3, 8 the pitch was great. It promised more accuracy at the same file size, so I downloaded their IQ4XS build and tested it. It produced garbage, not random garbage, but subtle garbage. My username came out as SpencerKitlisten with an extra S paths, came back with a Cyrillic E swapped in for the Latin E. MindTouch became MMindTouch. It is the kind of corruption you would miss on a quick glance and then spend an hour debugging in a generated script. The isolation test told the story. If I ran it on CPU only, it was perfect. But if I ran any part of it on the GPU, it corrupted. That pointed straight at a CUDA kernel bug for that model's linear attention layers on Ampere cards. It was not something I could fix. Here is the part that took a second round to figure out. It was the quant type, not the build. IQ4XS is an iQuant. When I tested a Q4KM, which is a kQuant of the same model on the same GPU, it ran completely clean. Same 27 billion model, same 4-bit target, wildly different result. This is because the iQuant path hit the broken kernel and the kQuant path did not. The lesson is this: on an Ampere GPU, stick to kQuants, like Q4KM or Q5KM. The iQuants squeeze into less VRAM, which is tempting, but they lean on kernels that are not always solid. I verify every new model with a dumb little test now. I ask it to echo an exact path 10 times and check the characters are right before I trust it with real work. One flag fixed my looping problem. The other issue was repetition. In long agentic sessions, the model would occasionally get stuck repeating itself. Short prompts were fine, but long ones would eventually self-reinforce a pattern with nothing to break it. When I checked the live server config, the cause was plain. I had no repetition control turned on at all. No presence penalty, no dry sampler. With zero guard, short generations rarely hit a repeating loop, but a long session would find one and never climb out. Unsloth's model card recommends a presence penalty of 1.5 for this model in non-thinking mode. Before changing my daily driver, I tested it. I used 5 loop-prone prompt types, such as long enumerations, repetitive code, and the classic continue this list trap. I ran them at 1,200 tokens each, across presence penalty values of 0.6, 1, and 1.5. The results were clear enough to act on. First, at 0.6, 4 out of 5 were clean. Only the nastiest keep going without restarting prompt degraded. Second, at 1, 5 out of 5 were clean, balanced, with no side effects. Third, at 1.5, 5 out of 5 were also clean, but it started stopping early and wandering off format on structured tasks. Speed was identical across all three, so there was no performance cost either way. I landed on 1, not the recommended 1.5. It fixed the failure without the format drift. Unsloth's number was a good starting point, but the right value for my workload was milder. Test it against the thing you actually do, not the thing the docs assume you do. Would I do it again? Yes, once it is dialed in, a local coding model is genuinely useful and costs nothing per token, but it is not plug and play. The two things that cost me the most time were not which model is best. They were the quant type interacting badly with my specific GPU and a sampler default I never set. Both are the kind of thing you only find by testing on your own hardware with your own prompts, which honestly is half the fun.